Staff is Daf Yud. So we got to three lines down. We've got a lot to do. Let's see if we can make it. I think 9:45 is our latest we've gone. Let's see how we do today. So Gemara says, Maishna mehaigisa mehaigisa timirchake. Why from this end and that end they're far from the Ari Mikla? Umaishna mitzai timirkarvi. But in the center, it is really, it's close. Meaning, we have three Ari Mikla right now. So if there are three Ari Mikla spread out, that really means there are four sections. Right? Once you have three dividers, that means there's four in each, right? Four sections of Eretz Yisrael, right? The top, the north, and there's the first one, second section, then there's a second Ari Mikla, the third section, and then there's a third Ari Mikla, and then there's a fourth section below. That's how it's broken up. So now if a person is, let's say, all the way up in north, the northern border, he has to go a distance one quarter of Eretz Yisrael. We have four quarters now. And if you're in the south border, you have to go also a quarter of the entire length of Eretz Yisrael to go from where the guy murders to the first Ari Mikla. The person's in the center of anywhere else, he's close. He has to go, let's say, an eighth. That's the most he has to go. If he's mamish in the center, an eighth this way or an eighth that way. If he's anywhere off that, that means he's less than an eighth closer to the Ari Mikla. So why is it that if you're on the northern borders or the south, so then you have to go a full distance, but anywhere in the middle, you have a higher, you have a closer walk to the Ari Mikla. So my answer is as follows. Amar Abaye says, B'shchem nami shchichi rotzkim. Just like in Gilad, we learned yesterday that Gilad was full of murderers, so to Shchem, which was in the center of Eretz Yisrael, also was full of murderers. Dechsiv, as it says, the Pasuk says, Pasuk's found in Hosea, it says, Uchechake ish gedudim, when the people, the gedudim refers to, how do you say it in English? What?
Gangs.
That they were, the men were like waiting in gangs. Chever Kohanim is a group of Kohanim, derech, the way of murdering Yeshech Shchem towards Shchem. So there are murderers hanging out in Shchem. My Chever Kohanim, what does it mean that they were a group of Kohanim? So Amar Blazar Shehayu Mischabrim La'arog Nefashos Kohanim Halalo Shemischabrim La'achlok Trumos Bebeis Hagranos. So these people would gather together in order to kill people, just like Kohanim would gather together in order to divide up Truma in the fields. Gemara asks now, Vesuleka, we said that there were only six Ari Mikla. There were three in Eretz Yisrael and three in the Eivir HaYarden. Is it really true only those six? No, six, no more than that. V'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk say? V'aleim titnu arba m'shtayim ir. There's on top of the six, there's another 42, like you mentioned yesterday. So Amar Abaye says you're right, but there's a distinction between the six and then the 42. Abaye explains halalu kultos bein ladas bein shalal das, like we said yesterday, that the six are able to serve as a safe haven regardless of whether the rotzeach knows he's in an Ari Mikla or not. It's always going to protect him. But halalu ladas kultos shalal das ein kultos. But the ones, the other additional 42, only protect him if he's aware that he's in an Ari Mikla. But if he's not aware, then it won't protect him in those other 42. So Gemara says vechevron ir miklat hu. So the pasuk says that Chevron was one of the Ir Miklat. Is that really true? Chevron was an Ir Miklat. But Haksiv doesn't the pasuk say? Vayinu lekalev es Chevron kasher diver Moshe. And when it came to dividing the land, Yeshua said we're going to give Kalev the land like Moshe promised him. So it wasn't Ir Miklat. Ir Miklat wasn't owned by anyone. It was the Levim lived there, not Kalev, not anybody else. So was Chevron Ir Miklat or was it not? So Amar Abaye says Parvatu. Parvatu. What's Parvatu? Says Rashi. Kfarim v'chatzeim hasmuchos, the villages, the suburbs of Chevron, v'nikreis al shema nitnil kalev. That's what was given to Kalev. Not Chevron itself. Chevron proper was Ari Mikla. All the surrounding suburbs, the villages and the fields, that was given to Kalev. Dechsiv, as a pasuk says, ves sade ha'ir, the field of the city, but not the city itself. Ves chatzeirah, not the different courtyards, not nu nisnu l'kalev v'nifuna. Now the Gemara asks, the Kadesh Ir Miklat Havei, was Kadesh Ir Miklat like we saw earlier? They're really true. V'haksiv, doesn't Pasuk say, V'arei Mivtzar HaTzadim Tzar V'chames Rekas V'kineres V'gomer V'kadesh V'adrei V'ayin Chatzar. So those cities listed there are, I think, areas in Shevet Ephraim. So it wasn't Ari Miklat. V'tanya Arim Halalu, these cities of Ari Miklat, Ein Osinosan Lotar and Katanim, you can't make them into small villages. Lo Krachim Gdolim, they can't be large cities either. Ela Be'iris Be'iris Be'inonis, they have to be in the middle. So either way we see there's a stira whether Kadesh was a place that was in Ephraim or whether it was a Ari Mikla. So Amar Rav Yosef explains, Tarti Kadesh Havi, there are two different places called the same city, called the same name. So Amar Vashi explains, Kigon Tzlikum V'akre Tzlikum, two different cities which are very similar, but they're actually two different locations. So too, Kadesh are two Kadeshes. Gemara Gufa quotes the Bryce we said above about the halalu, these cities, Aram halalu, these Ari Miklab, ain't osinosan lo tirin ketanim. We don't make them such small villages. Velo, krachim gdolim, we can't make them into too large of a city either. So Rashi just explains, before you go ahead here, Rashi says, tirim ketanim, we can't make them into small villages because the fish ain't mezonas mitzuyin sham. Remember, the verteach needs a place to stay. So if he goes to see that there's not a lot of food, he needs to leave to go get food, shopping. So it has to be large enough to support him. So it can't be too small. And it can't be krachim gdolim either, says Rashi, shehakol nikbatsim sham. If it's too large, if it's Manhattan, everyone's coming there. Tamid often. So the Gol Adam is going to frequent the city, and he's going to seek him. It has to be middle, where it's enough to give him enough mezonos, the roteach enough mezonos, to not have to leave the city, but it can't be too large that's going to attract the Gol Adam. Back to the Gemara now. Ela Ayaros Beinonis, they have to be middle-sized cities. Ve'ein Moshivin Osan El B'machon Mayim. We also only situate these places near water. The im ein shamayim, it happens to be that there's no water. Mevim lehemayim, they bring water to the city. So we don't look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says im ein shamayim kishenaflu begoral bimei Yoshua lelevim. When the goral fell out, which cities were going to the levim? Hevi lehem amos mayim achrikein minanaros harachokim. They had to bring them water. But ideally, they should be near water. But the goralis worked however they worked. So not every city was next to a body of water. Vein Moshivin Osan El B'Makom Shvakim. Also, they should only be placed a place where people gather together, so there's mezonos to buy. Vein Moshivin Osan El B'Makom Ochloson, where there's a large amount of people. So again, this is can't be too big, but it has to be somewhere in the middle. Rashi explains in the bottom right. B'Makom Ochloson Shehu Kfarim V'Yushiv Smuchon Lehem, where there's neighboring villages and other settlements nearby. Shol Yavo Gal Adam Rubim Al Ir Ha'ir B'Chayel. We don't want there to be, it's too large of cities nearby, because then it's possible the Gol Adam could hire a bunch of fighters for him and come attack them. So we want there to be some level of protection around there, people around there, but not too much. Now, Nismatu Auchlosen, if these villages begin to get less, so then Mosif Nalein, then we add more people there. So we want the Rotech to have protection. So if doesn't have enough protection from neighboring villages, we add more villages around the Ari Miklat. Nismatu Diorin, if people, less dwellers are living then, Mevin Lem Kohanim Levim Yisrael, and we send more people to live in the Ari Miklat to maintain there's a certain population in order to protect the Rotschim that live there. Furthermore, the Brisa says, Vein Mochin Behen Lo Kli Zayin, you can't sell in these cities the weapons, because it's possible the Gol Adam might come there and buy the weapons there. We don't want him to have a weapon there. Vilo Kli Mitsuda, what?
That is political.
Right, okay. And then, lo kli mitzuda, and there shouldn't be either any types of traps, because that could also be used as weapons sometimes. Divrei Rabbi Nechemiah. That's all Rabbi Nechemiah's understanding. Rabbi Chacham and Matir, Chacham permitted these things. Now, we don't know permitted what. Did he permit kli mitzuda, or did he even permit the kli zayin as well? Rashi doesn't say. Just see. He permitted both. He permitted selling anything he wanted, weapons and traps as well. Gemara says further now, Veshavin, they both are in agreement, Shein Porsin Besochon Mitsudos, that one should not set traps up though. Even though you could sell it, you shouldn't set the traps up. Vein Mafshilin Letochon Chavalim, Yosha also shouldn't have rope there, Kadesh Lotei Ragil Gol Adam Mitsu Yisham, because if you're, I guess, selling rope was something very important to use, I guess, I can't really appreciate that. But I guess if it was something that was a hot place where they'd sell ropes and that type of material, it would attract the Gol Adam. He would also need to buy ropes for his farm, let's say. So we don't want to sell anything there that might attract the Gol Adam. So Amar Reb Yitzchak. Reb Yitzchak says, "My Kra, what's the pasuk that supports all this?" V'nas el achas min ha'arim ha'ela. I think the pasuk says reads, right? Ha'ela it should be, yeah. V'chai and should live. He should run to one of these cities. And what does it mean? Achai avrelei mide de tavelei chiyusa. You should give him something that protects him and gives him life. So anything that's going to, he needs mezonos, he needs water, he also needs protection. So the reason for all these different rules in this brisa was in order to protect the rotzeach that was there. It doesn't mention anything about his family. We're about to see about his Rebbe, but seemingly his family has the option what to do. We imagine they would join him, but there are no rules in that. No, it's not like jail. No, they have every right to move there as well.
Right. Hmm? It's supposed to be a thriving city.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, yeah.
His family can't leave the city, really, because they're
he's allowed to, but we don't advise him to.
Right.
For his own protection. But in the jail, you can't leave the city. It's not meant to be viewed as jail.
It's
meant to protect him. Or it serves as a kapara also, but not the way we have jail now. Gemara says further, Tana Talmud Shagala Megalan Rabbo Imo. If a Talmud gets sent to Golas, his Rebbe gets sent with him. Shenemar Zapotik says, V'chai Avilei Midi Detever Lechiusa. He needs a Chiyas. What's his Chiyas? Not only Mizonos, it's also he needs Talmud Torah. Abba Rabbi Zeira says, Mikan Shalo Yishana Odom L'Talmud Jeno Hagen. So we learn from here that a Rebbe, if he sees a Talmud that's improper, he shouldn't teach him, because who knows where that Talmud's going to go. He might end up killing someone and force the Rebbe to go to Golas. So be careful who your Talmudim are. Rabbi Yochanan, Harav Shigala Megalan Yeshiva Imo. If the Rav, let's say the Rebbe, gets sent to Golas, his whole yeshiva goes with him. Aini, is that really true? V'ha Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin L'Divrei Torah Shein Kolton. How do we know that Torah protects? He shouldn't have to go. The Torah itself should serve as a safe haven for the Rebbe. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Es Bitzar B'Midbar, and the Bitzar, the protection that was in the Midbar, Uksiv Basrei, afterwards it says, V'zos HaTorah, that the Torah serves as a protection. So Gemara says, Lokasha Ha'Bi'idna De'asik Be, Ha'Bi'idna De'lo Asik Be. While he's learning, Bi'idna De'asik Be, when he's mamish learning, so then Torah protects him, nothing bad's going to happen. But the moments that he isn't learning, then he's not going to be protected. Ibar Yisem, alternatively, my Colton, what does it mean? Colton, Imal Chamavis. Not that he's going to be protected from the Gol Hadam, he's protected from the Mal Chamavis, but the Gol Hadam could always chase him, so that's the difference. He won't be protected from sin either, per se, but he'll be protected from dying, but not from anything else. Ki Hadar Rav Chista, the story goes to Rav Chista, Hava Yosef Garis Bebei Rav, he was once learning the base magic. Shavilo Hava Kayachol Shlicho de Malacha de Musa de Makariv Lagave. The shliach, the Mal Chamavis, sent the shliach to go take the neshama Rav Chista, but he wasn't able to come close to him. To lahavishasik puma begirsi, he didn't stop learning. Salak v'yasva arza, he went to sit on a cedar tree, the bay rav, and paka exploded. The tree exploded v'shasik, and he got nervous. He heard an explosion. He looked outside, stopped learning, and v'yachale. Then he was able to come closer and take the neshama away, Rav Chista. So we see when a person's learning, he's protected from the Mal Chamavis. Amr b'tanchum bar chanilai, mipnei mazacha Ruvain limanos ba'atzala. Tchila, why was Ruvain listed first ba'atzala? With regards to what? In terms of the Rashi explains, he was the first Ari Mikla that was mentioned. The Ari Mikla that's situated in the chelik of Ruvain, why was that listed first? Mipnei shu pasach ba'atzala tchila, because he was the one who introduced atzala in the first place. How do we see this? By Yosef. Shenemar, it says, Vaishma Ruvain, when Ruvain heard, Vaitzilim Yadam, he heard that the brothers were trying to kill Yosef, he saved him. So he was the first one to save someone, so he was Zocha to have the first Ari Miklat in his area. Darish Rabbi Simlai, Maidichsiv, what does the pasuk mean? Az Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim Be'eva Yardin Mizrach HaShemesh. That Moshe Rabbeinu had set aside the three cities in Eva Yardin with the rising of the sun. So Amalek Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Hazrach HaShemesh L'Rotzchim, that you should have the sun rise for the Rotzchim and provide them with some level of Hatzalah. Rashi explains, Hazrach Shemesh L'Rotzchim means, L'Halchin Lehem Chiyusam, provide them with some life source, K'gon Hanach Mile Delea, like everything we said above. Ikadami, others say, Amalek Hizrach HaShemesh L'Rotzchim, that you already did, you provided them with some Hatzalah in terms of the separation. So again, slightly different point here, whether the actual Havdalah, the separating, the setting aside itself was the Zrich HaShemesh, or after setting aside, now he has to do additional Zrich HaShemesh, additional Chiyus, by providing all the additional things mentioned above, about the water and the Mizonos and whatnot. Right to the Gemara, says, Darish Rabbi Simai, what does the Pasuk mean when it says, Ohev Kesev Lo Yishber, let me get the Pasuk right here on the side, hold on a second, Pasuk that appears in Koheles. Ohev Kesev Lo Yisba Kesev, a person who loves money will never be satisfied with money, he'll never have enough. Umi Ohev Behemon, he who loves Behemon in a public setting, Lo Tfua, he will not have grain, literally. So what does this mean? Ohev Kesev Lo Yisba Kesev, a person who loves money won't be satisfied with money. Zem Moshe Rabbeinu Shaya Yodeya Shein Shalosh Arim Shebeiva Yarden Kultos. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the three cities wouldn't take effect Ad Shlo Nivcharu Shlosh Beretz Kanan until the other three were going to be set aside by Yeshua. But still, nonetheless, Amar Mitzvah Sheba Liyadi I Kemenu. A mitzvah comes, an opportunity comes to my way, I'm going to fulfill it, even though I know it won't take effect here. So even though he loves kesef, even though he's not going to be satisfied from the kesef, it's not going to take effect in his life, he still loved kesef. He loved the mitzvah so much, he was willing to set it aside, even though it really won't have any impact for many years later, until many years later. Then it says, Umi ohev behemon lo tvua. What does that mean? He who loves the public lo tvua won't have grain. Leminaya lelamed behemon. Who loves to teach behemon am in the rabbim? Misha called tvua shalo. Somebody who all his tvua is his. What does that mean? Rashi explains, Shabaki b'mikra b'misha b'halachos b'agados. Person who's an expert in all areas of Torah. He's the one who's roi to teach b'rabbim. V'hainu damer b'lazar. That's what Rabbi Lazar says. My dichsi. What does it mean? Mi malagruas Hashem yashmir kol tilaso. Lemina lemalagruas Hashem. Who is it who's supposed to? Who's able to praise all the greatness and the power of Hashem? Misha yachal. He who's able to lashmir kol tilaso. The person who could teach all of tila. The person who could appreciate all of Hashem. He's the one who could outwardly speak and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbanon v'isema Rabba bar Mary Amar. They said differently. Mi ohev behamon lo tvua, kol ha'ohev behamon. Let's read. Usually, we don't read the parentheses. Let's skip it. Kol ha'ohev behamon lo tvua yav beir. One second, I'm misreading this. Look at Rashi for a second. Look at Rashi. You see Rashi, Rabbanan v'seimer Rabbi Rav Meri Amri. Mi ohev behamon v'gomer ha'ohev tamachacham lo tvua. That should be the word tamachacham should be there. HaTorah mechazeres alav val zaro. A person who loves Talmud Torah, it's going to return back to him in terms of his grains, in terms of his children, that he's going to get that brach of it continuing on to his children and grandchildren. So Gemara says, so Yav Bei Rabbanan Einayu B'Rava, Braid the Rabba. Everyone looked at Rava, the son of Rabba. He was a great example of this. His father, I guess, Rabba, loved to teach Bahamon, so he was the one who was zoch to have a child like Rava. Marna says, Rav Ashi Amar Kol Ha'oev Lilmod Bahamon. A person who loves to learn Bahamon, Lo Tfua, he will have grain. V'hainu Damer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chinin, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Cherev El Habadim, when the sword like rubs against each other, V'nu'alu, Cherev El, one second here, V'nu'alu Cherev El, we don't read the rest of the pasuk, Cherev, rather. To Cherev Al Tzavari Soneim, Shatam Chacham. So the sword will be on the necks of the enemies of the Talmud Chacham, Shiyoshin Ve'oskim Torah. Bad Bebad. The Talmud Chacham learns Bad Bebad, which Gemara in Tainus tells us what that means. Does Rashi interpret it here for us? In groups. They learn together, like you rub against each other, they sharpen each other. So a person who learns with another Harus or with a Chabur who sharpens each other, so the sword will be on the necks of his enemies, meaning he'll be protected from his enemies. Not only that, Elamashim Etapshin, I guess he makes his enemies stupid as well. It says v'no'alu in this pasuk. V'ksiv hasma, it's written elsewhere, sh'no'alu, which means to make a person stupid. Not only that, el shechotin, it causes them to sin, sh'ne'mar v'ashechatanu. V'ibay same, alternatively, mihacha, different source from this concept. For this concept, no'alu saritzon, which is another source that refers to sinning. Okay. Ravina amar, kol ha'oev lilamid bahamon lo tfua, person loves to teach in the rabbin, he'll have the grain. V'hainu damer Rebbe, harbe Torah lamadati mirabosai. I learned a lot of Torah from my Rebbe. U'mechavera yosem mehem. I learned even more from my chavrusas and my friends. U'mitamidai yosem mikulam. I learned the most from my tamidim. So a person who teaches, he's going to have the greatest tool. He's going to have the greatest learning. Gemara now says in the bottom, last six lines, I'm Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi. My dichsi was a pasuk mina. It says, Omdos hayuraglenu b'sharecha Yushalayim, that our legs are standing on the gates of Yushalayim. Mi garam liraglenu shiamdu b'milchama ashar Yushalayim. Shoskum b'Torah. What caused our legs to stand in the war in the gates of Yushalayim? Our learning. It was a learning that protected them. Okay, Vayter. I'm Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi. My dichsi was a pasuk mina. It says, Shir amalos leDavid samachti. Be'omrim li beis Hashem neilech. So Omer David says, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Ribono Shel Olam, Shemati b'nei Adam, Shayu Omrim Masai Yom Zaken Zeh. I heard people say, when will this elderly man die? V'yavo Shlomo b'no, and let, that was referring to David himself. And finally, let Shlomo come, and v'yivne beis HaMikdash, Bechira. We're waiting for David to die, just so we could build the beis HaMikdash, because we know that the beis HaMikdash couldn't be built while David was still alive. So they're waiting for that time. V'na'ala l'regel v'samachti, and we could go up to the regel to be rejoiced with Hashem. Samalo, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki tov yom b'chatzarecha me'elef tov li yom echad. Ki tov yom b'chatzarecha me'elef. That you're great to me. One day of you in your chatzar is greater than 1,000. What does that mean? Tov li yom echad shata osik b'tara. Great, better to me is one day that you're learning. Lefanai me'elef olos she'osin shlomo bincha lahakriv lefanai al gavim mizbech. One day of Dover Melech's learning is greater to Kadosh Baruch Hu than the thousands of karbanos that Shlomo Melech is ultimately going to bring. Don't worry about it. It's better right now, it seems, that Dover's learning than the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt. As a side point here, just to point out, Rabbi Kiveg, this Gemara appears in Gemara Shabbos as well. On the side of the page here, Rabbi Kiveg writes in Gilyan Ashas, what the Yushalmi says in this language is, it's actually, Tov li yom echad shata Ose Maisim Tovim, or something like that, as opposed to Osik B'Torah. The Yushalmi, the theme of Yushalmi is much more focused on Halach L'Maisa and Mitzvahs and Maisim Tovim, as opposed to learning. The Bavli emphasizes learning more so than Maisim, and Yushalmi emphasizes Maisim more so than Torah. One idea to point this out is, in the Gemara Bavli, we call Mishnah Mishnah. Mishnah's Lashon of Shinantam, to be sharp in terms of learning. What's it called in the Yushalmi? Halacha, halacha, halacha lemaisa. It's all about the bottom line. The Yushalmi is very little back and forth. It's a confusing Gemara to learn, but there's very little questions and answers and very little rayas and rejections. It's just like they shoot just line after line, even though it's hard for us to understand. It's very cryptic. It's still meant to be just the bottom line. The halacha is all they really cared for. But one of the proof just for this idea is that there's a Gemara at the end of Menachos that tells us that Kola Osek, Gemara says, Taras Olam, Taras Chatas, Kola Lomed Olev Atamid Ki'il Hikriv. The person learns, if he learns the Karbanos, it's as if he's actually bringing Karbanos, because there's value to learning itself. Learning itself is a value. The Yushalmi has no such Joshua at all. They don't have a concept that learning can turn into as if you're being makrivit. So that's why the Bavli has Kudshim, a Masechta, a whole Seder Kudshim. There's no Yushalmi in Kudshim. Because in the Bavli, Kudshim is Lamaisa. Because by you learning it, that makes it lemaisa. Even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, the learning itself in the Bavli is as if you're bringing karbanos. The Yushalmi does not have a concept of that. There's no reason to teach kachim there because it's not halach lemaisa. Because Yushalmi doesn't value learning as the Bavli values it. Of course, there's a value to it, but not the same way. The understanding of the Yushalmi is learning is simply to get to the end, to get to the bottom line of halach lemaisa. Okay. Gemara says, last line, two dots. U'mechavnos lehem drachim. Part of the things of setting up the Ari Mikla was to have roads and directions how to get to the Ari Mikla. The Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Miklat haya kasevah parshas drachim. We got to the crossroads, they had a sign, Ari Mikla is that way. Kidei sheyakeh rotzech v'yifane l'sham, so the rotzech can know how to get to where he needs to get to. Amar Rav Kana Mikro, what's the pasuk that supports this idea? Tachin lecha derech, to prepare the path. As lecha hachana lederech, create a hachana, prepare a preparation for the rotech to go to the Ari Mikla. Rav Chama Bar Chanina pasuk lepischa lahai parshas. We have another place in Shas where they do this, where before they gave a drasha, they always have an introductory pasuk to begin the drasha. So before Rav Chama would begin the drasha of talking about the halachas of murder, he began with the following pasuk mehalcha. It says, "Tov v'yasha Hashem al kein yorech atam b'derech." Good and straight is Hashem that He yorech, that He taught the sinners a path. It's a reference to He taught, even though they were murderers, He taught them a path. He was yorech derech to go to the Ari Mikla. So he says, "Im lechatayim yorev." If Kadosh Baruch Hu leads the chatayim to the proper path of a safe haven, kavachomer the tzaddikim. How much more so for a tzaddik? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to show them the proper and safe path as well. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish pasach la pischa lahay parshas mehacha. He would open up his drasha about murderers from the following pasuk. It says, "Vasher lo tzada." If a person didn't ambush, velkim ana liyado. So what's the rest of the pasuk here? Let's get on the side here. Right. The guy didn't ambush, he didn't try to prepare to kill anybody, but still, this happened to him, so Kadosh Baruch Hu placed him, gave him a city to go run away to. So Kasher Yomar Mashal Kadmoni Mirsham Yatzar Rasha. So there's a pasuk in Shmuel here that says, when the Mashal HaKadmoni, the ruler, which is a reference to Kadosh Baruch Hu, from Rishaim comes Resha, evil comes from Rishaim. So what's going on here? So Mimah Kasav Medaber, this is Rashi brings this out of Torah, so it's a little bit famous. B'shnei b'nei adam shahargu es ha-nefesh. Two different people murdered two different individuals. Echad harag b'shogeg, echad harag b'mezid. One guy did this on purpose, one guy did this accidentally. L'zeh ein edim, v'l'zeh ein edim. Neither one has edim, so you can't prosecute either one of them. So they're not getting gullus and they're not getting misa. So what happened? He makes it happen that the two individuals meet up in a hotel accidentally. Echad zeh sharag b'mezid, yoshiv tachas ha-sulam. So the guy who killed B'mezid, who there no edim for, happens to be sitting below the ladder in this pundak. And the Zesh Harag B'shogeg, the guy who accidentally killed someone who deserves galus, but there no edim, he begins to climb on that ladder. Yored B'sulim, he's going down that ladder. B'nafel, he trips alav and falls on top of the guy below. Hargo and kills the guy below. So the guy, the Rotech B'mezid, gets what he deserves. He gets Misa. And the Zesh Harag B'mezid Narag, he gets killed. And the guy who was supposed to get galus, now there are edim who saw him come down the ladder, they're going to send him off to galus. So everyone gets what they deserve. That's what comes out of this pasuk. Amar Rabba bar Huna, Amar Rav Huna, Amrile, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Elazar, Min HaTorah, Min HaNevim, Min HaKesuvim, from these three different areas of Tanakh, B'derech Shadim Rotza Leilech, Bama Lichinosa. What a person decides, what a person wants to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets him go in that way. He makes his own decisions. We have Bechira. So Min HaTorah Dechsev, how do we know from the Torah that a person who decides to go a certain way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to let him? From the sixth parsha, Dechsev Lo Seilech Imam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Bilam, don't go with him. Anyways, it says, Kum Lech, and he goes up, and anyways, he goes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, if Bilam wants to go, okay, I'll let him go. I told him not to, but if he really decides to, a person can make his own decision. Min HaNevim, how do we know this concept? Dechsev, as it says, Ani Hashem Okecha, Plam Decha Lahoil Midarichecha Baderech, Zu Telech. The path, your path that you decide, you could go on whatever path you decide to take. Midarichecha, your path you could take. Min HaKesuvim Dechsev, Im Laleitim Hu Yalitz, Ulanavim Yitain Chaim. How do we learn from this pasuk here? The person wants to, Rashi explains, to be meschaber, to connect with Leitzanus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to stop you. Go ahead. Now, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that, but the person wants, so that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to allow. So we learn from these three areas, B'derech Sha'adam Rotze Leilech Ba Molichin Oso. Fight in the Gemara now. Amar Rav Huna Rotzeach Shegala Lir Miklat, a Rotzeach who sent off to Ari Miklat, Umatzu Gol Hadam Bahar Gol Pater. And the Gol Hadam finds him, and he kills him. The Gol Hadam is Pater. He does not get Misa. Kesavar lo ein mishpat mavis b'gol adam hu dechsiv. The pasuk says, I read the whole pasuk on the side here. Pen yirdof achar harotzeach, pen yirdof gol adam achar rotzeach, lest the gol adam chases the rotzeach, ki yecham levavo, because he's so heated up and angry. V'sigo, he's going to catch him. Ki yirbe haderech v'kao nefesh v'lo ein mishpat, and to him, he has no mishpat mavis, he doesn't have the death penalty. Ki lo sonehu lo mitmol shoshon, because he didn't hate him not this day and not the day beforehand. So right now the Gemara understands the words v'lo ein mishpat mavis, to him there is no death penalty, and that's referring to the gol hadam who killed the rotzeach to take revenge. He has no death penalty. So asks the Gemara meisivei v'lo ein mishpat mavis b'rotzeach hakas medaber. No, it's referring to the rotzeach. The rotzeach, you're not allowed to kill him. He has no death penalty. He gets to go to Ar Miklat and he's saved. That's what it means. Sa'ata omer b'rotzeach, you think the word v'lo ein mishpat mavis refers to the murderer. Oh, einu ela b'gol hadam, maybe it really refers to the gol hadam, that he's allowed to kill and has no mishpat mavis, he doesn't get killed in response to that. Can't be. Because kishuhu omer v'hu lo soner lo mitmol shalshom, the end of the pasuk, have omer b'rotzeach hakasa medaber. That's clearly referring to the rotzeach, that he wasn't an enemy. The rotzeach killed someone accidentally, and they had they didn't have a bad relationship. So from the fact that the end of the pasuk is referring to the rotzeach, so to the few words earlier of lo ein mishpat mavis is also referring to that the rotzeach is not allowed to be killed. So the Gemara explains, no, when Rav Huna said that the words of lo ein mishpat mavis is referring to the gol hadam who kills, that he has no mishpat mavis on him, he's going like a different tana, hu damar ki hai tana. Well, who's this other tana? The son of the Braisa tells us v'lo ein mishpat mavis, he has no death on him. It's referring to the Gol Hadam, exactly what Rav Huna said. So Gemara challenges this. The Brice itself challenges this statement. Ata omer b'Gol Hadam. You think it's referring to the Kasim Medaber by the Gol Hadam. Oh, Eino Ella, maybe it's really referring to the Rotzeach. Gemara says it can't be. Because Kishu Omer, when it says at the end of the pasuk, Kilo Sone Holo Mitmol Mishalshom, Hari Rotzech Omer, that's referring to Rotzech, the very end of the pasuk. So, Ha Ma Ani Mekayim, what do I do with the pasuk, the few words earlier in that very pasuk, when it says, Velo Ein Mishpat Mavis, must be the Gol Hadam HaKasim Medaber. So there's a machlokas, when it says, Velo Ein Mishpat Mavis, is that referring to the Gol Hadam who kills, that you can't kill him in response to that? Or there refers to the Rotzeach, that he really does not have the death penalty, and the Gol Hadam shouldn't be really killing him. We're going to get to a mission later on about what exactly the Gol Hadam is allowed to do in the first place. It's the machlokas later on. Okay. Further, the Gemara says Tanan, quotes the mission we saw yesterday, Mosin lo shnei tamidi chachamim. When the Rotzeach rather goes off to the Ari Mikla, we give him two escorts. He has two tamidi chachamim who are escorting him. Shema yehargenu b'derech v'idabru olav, because the Gol Hadam might try to kill the Rotzeach, so we expect the two rabbanim there, two tamidi chachamim, to try to discourage him from killing the Rotzeach. So my lav de masube, is it not where the two tamidi chachamim are warning the Gol Hadam, don't kill him? Because the katil, if you do kill him, bar katalahu, you're going to be killed, which implies that there is a death penalty on the Gol Hadam. And the words velo e mishpat mavis does not refer to the Gol Hadam. So again, we're suggesting here that the two tamidi chachamim are there to warn the Gol Hadam not to kill, because if they do kill, we're going to kill you back, or Mezin's going to kill you back. So velo e mishpat mavis cannot be referring to the Gol Hadam. And the Gemara says, lo, not true, it's not referring to that. Kiditanya, vidabru alav means dvam haruin lo, omrim lo. We say things not to warn him. Vidabru is not referring to giving a hasra. We can't give him a hasra. The Gol Hadam has the right to kill. He's pater if he does kill. What does it mean, dvam haruin lo, omrim lo? Al tinog bo minog shofchi damim. Why are you going to kill? Why are you going to act like a murderer? Just have some self-control and don't kill. We understand you're upset that your relative was killed, but don't act like other murderers. Bishkaga Bamaisaliado. He killed accidentally. He didn't do this on purpose. He was climbing down the ladder and he fell. Don't take revenge on him. Rabbi Meir Omer, who midabra de atzmo? No, not that the Tamidei Chachamim are speaking. The Rotzeach himself is speaking on his own behalf to defend himself. Shinemar, as it says, Vzed Dvar Rotzeach. This is the Dvar. These are the words of the Rotzeach himself. He has to speak. Amrullah, they say to him, Harbe Shlichus Ose. They say to him further, they say to the Gol Hadam, if he really deserves the death penalty, then Akash Baruch Hu is going to send other messengers. You don't have to be the Shliach. Akash Baruch Hu has other ways of getting him back, so better for you to step away. So Gemara quotes what we said above, Amar Mar, Bishkaga Ba Maisel Yado. So we tell the Gol Hadam that why are you going to kill him? This happened to him in Bishkaga. So Pshita, of course, happened in Bishkaga. What are they telling? What's the Chiddush here? Diba Mezid bar Galasu? If he killed the guy Bemezid, did he get Galas? Certainly not. So Gemara says, in Vaha Tanya, but doesn't it say Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer Betchila Echad Shogeg Echad Mezid Makdim Lo Ari Mikla? What do you mean? Didn't we say earlier, the Brisa tell us, that we send all murderers go to Ari Mikla? Even Bemezid goes to the Ari Mikla. So we see it is possible that you can have a Mezid walking to Ari Mikla. So it's not such a Chiddush. So again, Echad Shogeg Vechad Mezid Makdim in Ari Mikla. Ubeisin, when that happens, Beisin Shulchan Mevino Sam Misham. And when it comes time for the court case, we bring them back to Bezdin. So Mishin is Chayv Misa. Whoever is Chayv Misa is Bezdin. Hargu, we kill him. Shinemar, as it says, Vishalchu Ziknei Ha'iro. The elders of the city go send off to him. Vulachu Osham Misham, take him from there. Vunasu Osa Biyad Gol Adam. They give him to the Gol Adam. And Umeisi dies. Mi shalom is chayiv. Anyone who's not chayiv, whether it be he's not chayiv misa, and he's not chayiv galus either, patur, we let him go off to wherever he wants to go off to. Shinemar v'tzilu ha'idas ha'ratzeach, we save him, yad gol adam, we protect him. And mi shalom is chayiv galus, whoever's chayiv to have galus, machzir naso l'mkoma, we send him back to galus. Shinemar v'shivo so ha'ida elir miklato, ashenos shama, we send him back to wherever he ran to. And Rebbe Omer, me'atman ha'in golem, that not that we send the Mazed guy to Gullus in the first place, rather they all send themselves off to Gullus. They wanted to be protected because Kasvurim, the people, incorrectly thought, they thought that Echad Shogeg Echad Mazed Kultos, they thought that even a Mazed guy, if he goes off to the Gullus, he's going to be protected as well. V'hein Ein Yodin, they didn't know Shebeshogeg Kultos, B'mazed Ein Kultos, that the Ari Miklat only protects those who killed Beshogeg, but doesn't protect those who killed B'mazed. But either way, what we see from all of this, that it's not so obvious that when the Talmud Chacham is escorting the individual, the Rotzeach, they tell him, don't kill him, he killed Beshogeg. We said, isn't that obvious? Only Shogeg goes to Gullus? No. We have cases where even Mazed goes to Gullus also. That's why they're specifying only by the case of Shogeg, not to kill him, implying by the case of a Rotzeach v'Mezid, maybe they wouldn't try to discourage him from killing the Rotzeach. Okay, we're good still? Good with time? Mar now says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ir Sheruba, Ruba Rotzchin, Eino Kolates, a city that the Rove is full of murderers, so I guess over time they end up adding up, so then it doesn't, the city no longer protects the Rotzchin. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'davar ba'ozne zikne ha'ir, where's the Pasuk on the side here, hold on 1 second, it says, I'm reading the whole Pasuk on the side here, V'nas el achas meha'arim, you run to one of the cities, ha'ela, v'amad pesach shar ha'ir, you stand at the gate, entrance of the city, v'diber ba'ozne zikne ha'ir ha'hi, es dvarav, and you speak to the elders of the city, your words. So what does the Gemara learn from here? V'lo shehushru divrayim ledvarav. Has to be where you're telling the Zikanim what you did. But it can't be where you have the same situation as the people living there. If all the people, at least Rove, people have the same situation as you, that's no longer telling them something they don't know. That's really sharing the same misery, if you will. So that can't be. It only works, it only protects you if it's something new to the Zikanim, not where it's most, where Rove is made of the Rotzchim. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ir She'ein Bazakenim, if it's a city that has no elderly people there, Eino Kolates, it also doesn't work. The Ba'inan Zikne Ir, as the Pasuk says, Velekam. So that's one of the criteria needed for the Ari Miklat to work. Itmar, referring to Bezin in particular. Let's see, Rashi says that. Okay. Fine. I don't see any indication in Rashi in that, but it makes sense. Gemara says, Vayter, Itmar, Ir Shein Bar, Zakenim, if there's a city without Zakenim, or now we're saying without Bezdin, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Chadamar Kolates, V'chadamar Eino Kolates, Machlokes, whether it could work or not without these, without Bezdin. The man, the Damar Eino Kolates, the one who thinks that it doesn't work, Ba'inan Zakenayir, like the Pasuk says, V'leka, and there isn't, so it doesn't work. The man, Damar Kolates, it still works without it, Mitzvah Balma. It's a mitzvah to have a bezdin, but it's not ma'akev. It still will serve as a safe haven, even without bezdin. Another machlokas, Ir Shein Bazakenim, a city that has no bezdin, Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yasi, Chadamar, Nase Ba, Ben Sora Mora. You can have a child and go through the process of a Ben Sora Mora even without a bezdin. The Chadamar, Ein Nase Ba, Ben Sora Mora. The Mandamar, Ein Nase Ba, Ben Sora Mora. The one who thinks you can't make a Ben Sora Mora. Because Ba'inan Zikne Iro, like the Pasuk says, V'lekan, there is no Bezdin. V'lman Damar Nasib Ben Torah Mora, the one who allows you to make a Ben Torah Mora. Mitzvah Ba'alma, it's only a mitzvah to have Zikne Iro, but it's not Ma'akev. And there's yet a third Machlokas, Vir Shein Bazakenim, a city that doesn't have a Bezdin, Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yasi, Chadamar, Mevia, Egla Rufa. You can bring an Egla Rufa if it comes to that point. V'chadamar, Eino Mevia, Egla Rufa. Same exact Machlokas again. L'man Damar, Ein Mevia. The one of the things you can't bring an Egla Rufa, because Ba'inan, like the Pasuk says, you need Zikne Ha'ir. Ha'i, you need the Bezdin of the city, V'leka, and there is no Bezdin, so you can't go through the process of an Egla Rufa. But Laman Damar Mevia Egla Rufa, the one who allows you to, it's a mitzvah Ba'alma, just simply a mitzvah to have a Bezdin, but it's not Ma'akiv the Din. Okay, we will stop here.